Frustrated Frontier Communications customers in Minnesota have gotten the attention of the Public Utilities Commission. I'm Mark Stile, Minnesota Public Radio News. Hundreds of complaints and comments about the company's slow internet and customer service have landed at the PUC. Next month, it'll hold hearings on the complaints. Many of the company's 100,000 Minnesota customers have few other options for internet, and they're not happy. The administrative law judge overseeing the hearings is likely to get testimony from customers like Monica King von Holtum, who lives just outside of Worthington in the state's southwest corner.
Our internet here is horrible. Our provider is Frontier. It's infuriating.
Tapping on her keyboard, she says the problems with Frontier crop up when her husband also gets on his computer, or maybe a neighbor logs in.
If I'm literally the only person using the internet, it's fine. As soon as we have one or more people using different devices, it just tanks and we can't get anything done.
She's supposed to get 6 megabits per second of data, but that hardly ever happens. She demonstrates with an online internet speed test just how bad things can get.
We have 0.4 megabits per second, and our upload is pretty much non-existent.
Frontier Communications declined an interview request, but the company did issue a statement. It says, quote, "We know some customers have been frustrated." Frontier goes on to say, "We look forward to addressing our customers' concerns and resolving their issues." But that's where a second common complaint against Frontier surfaces.
Repeatedly, I have called Frontier, and either I get lied to or pretty much laughed at.
Melody Webster lives near Cannon Falls, just south of the Twin Cities. She says Frontier is anything but helpful when she complains about slow internet service. If a technician comes, she says the internet speed may improve for a few days, but then drops back to its usual slowness. It's so bad her children can't do schoolwork on the internet. Instead, they usually drive 5 miles into Cannon Falls to get on the library's broadband. In its statement to NPR News, Frontier says it serves some of the state's most rural, high-cost, and hard-to-serve communities. But Melody Webster says no matter how difficult, Frontier should deliver the internet speeds it promises when customers sign up.
They've never credited my bill. They've never let me pay the cheaper cost for the slower internet. They've never done anything to have a satisfied customer.
The PUC has heard from lots of unhappy customers. It's received more than 400 comments and complaints about Frontier. One telephone customer said their service drops out regularly, sometimes for as long as a week. An internet customer says Frontier's service record shows the company lacks common decency. Another calls the company's high-speed internet service worse than dial-up. Many customers, like Joe King von Holtum of Worthington and his wife Monica, feel stuck.
That makes me wish that maybe there was some competition out here.
He says their only other internet options, like a satellite service, are unaffordable. The state hearings about Frontier are scheduled to start September 4th in Ely. The next day, they move to McGregor, then a week later to Wyoming, finishing up in Slayton and Lakeville during the last week of the month. Mark Stile, Minnesota Public Radio News, Worthington.